RCR with Paul Brennan.
Hi, everybody. Paul Brennan again on RCR with a few thoughts after what happened in the Oval Office in Washington, D.C. only a few days ago. I saw the first clips of that come in about 10 minutes after it actually happened, the short clips and then the longer clips and then the full 40 minutes of what took place, which obviously had the ultimate context. And I remember thinking, watching this stuff, that this is history being made. And why is it so historical? And I've thought long and hard about that. And I think ultimately it's because some kind of spell might have been broken. It's fascinating seeing what usually happens in the back room happening in front of the whole world. That was refreshing. That is transparency. It was interesting seeing the way the president and vice president kind of worked together. And I think Zelensky, he was fresh from a meeting with rhino politicians, had been emboldened to go in there and be demanding, is my sense. And some people have said that maybe it wasn't like that, but it had that kind of feeling. And to not turn up in a better outfit, I think there's something in that as well. But Trump was right. He has no cards. When you come in with no cards, you've got to take what you can get. And in terms of security obligations or guarantees, I mean, having a serious $500 billion, if Trump is right, business deal with a country is going to provide some kind of security, because that side of the business partnership does not want to lose their investment. So they will protect that. And if it's a nation state, well, and it's the United States, well, that's sort of some kind of protection. And maybe Zelensky, he didn't get that. But yeah, no cards to play. And yeah, they're gambling with, well, hundreds of thousands of lives, too late for almost a million of them. And they're gambling with World War III. I think he was right there. And that has been concerning me for quite some time. It's interesting also to see how the world leaders have come in and supported Zelensky, including our Prime Minister, Christopher Luxon, pledging, well, what sounded like unwavering support. Well, who asked me about that? Who asked you if you want that in your name? That might have been one of the dumbest diplomatic moves in a long time. I'm sure the Americans will take note of that. And who are we throwing our lot in with? The EU, unelected EU, or NATO? Well, it looks like NATO's falling to pieces rapidly. Are we going to be all in with a bunch of countries that can't offer any military force that is worth, well, Russia even considering? Without the United States, they don't have much. So are we in with them? We've been giving money to Ukraine, some say nearly $150 million. Right here on RCR, I asked Winston Peters, the Foreign Affairs Minister, only a few weeks ago, if we knew where the money we had sent Ukraine, remembering that Zelensky himself was wondering where over $100 billion of the, is it $150 billion or $350 billion? That's Trump's figure, though that aligns very closely with the frozen assets of Russia. And I wonder if he keeps banging on that number, because part of a negotiation could be United States says to Russia, we want all or most of that $350 billion in frozen assets, and we walk away and we reestablish our relationship and everything's happy. Just saying. But Zelensky himself said, you know, where did the $70 billion go? Well, where did our $130 or $150 million go? I asked Winston right here if we knew where that money was being spent, line item by line item. And he said, yeah, I do. Do we know where the money we've given them has gone, who's received it, and it's accounted for?
Yes, we do, and with precision.
So if we've got all the line items, let's see them. How has the money been spent? Or is the same proportion that's missing from the money that the US gave Ukraine missing from the money we gave them? Like to find out. The other thing is, this will produce more division, and we're seeing it already. People I know have been commenting on this, the two polarized blocks. Those who think Zelensky is now the new leader of the free world, or those who think that he's probably responsible, him and his people, for maybe close to 1 million Ukrainian deaths. For what? People being ripped off the street and press ganged into the military with only weeks of survival after they get put out on the line of contact? I don't think that's going to go down too well with the Ukrainian people in the near term, and I'd be very surprised if Zelensky even makes it back to Ukraine. I'd say that life could become very difficult for him. Already, some politicians, it's been reported in Ukraine, are calling for his impeachment, which, well, that's really sticking your neck out. So this is an incredibly interesting period in our history. We're seeing it unfold before our eyes. I think we have to be very careful what side we come down on. And I think as people here, we need to be mindful that this is going to explode quite a few heads, seeing this for what it is. And that's exactly what that was, seeing that on tape in the Oval Office in front of everybody. It was just unprecedented. There'll be more thoughts along the way. What do you think? Make some comments. Get in touch. 2057 inbox at realitycheck.radio. We'll talk soon.